Cross-curricular reading, units 4 to 6, page 97. Earth science, habitable and uninhabitable environments. Exercise 1. Read the article. Will people live on another planet in the future? Why or why not?
The world's coldest places. The two coldest places on Earth are Vostok Station in Antarctica and Siberia in the Northern Hemisphere. Temperatures can be minus 90 degrees Celsius there, very cold, but people can and do live there. The world's hottest places. The hottest places are also environments that are difficult to live in. Death Valley in the U.S. has the hottest temperatures on record, sometimes over 55 degrees Celsius. And Death Valley is one of the driest places on Earth, too. There's very little water. Very uncomfortable. However, there too, with modern technology, some people live. The world's highest cities. The two highest cities in the world are La Rinconada in Peru and Wenchuan, a city in northwest China. Both cities are at an elevation of more than 5,000 meters above sea level. But even though there is little oxygen in those places in comparison with sea level, many people live there. La Rinconada has a population of more than 30,000 people. Other worlds. Many people can't imagine living in places like Vostok, Death Valley, or La Rinconada. But today, many people now think it is possible to live on other planets. But that won't be easy. Mars and Venus, the two planets closest to Earth, don't offer a habitable environment for humans. Mars is extremely cold, much colder than Vostok or Siberia. Venus is much hotter than Death Valley. And Mars and Venus don't have air to breathe or water to drink. Many people believe, however, that in the future, new technologies can make human life possible there too.